Let me speak to JP Werty, who's very across, indeed, everything satirical that would be online. JP, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, JP. The DUP have come in for a hammering, an absolute hammering in social media since Friday.
I have, but I think it's very much of a case of you reap what you sow. For a long time, the DUP's actions were only felt here in Northern Ireland, and I think when the possibility of them being involved in the next UK government became a reality, that a lot of commentators and journalists across the water were interested in highlighting some of their backstory. And I can understand that the DUP were upset by this, but really, like, from what I can see online, it's only the truth that's been told. You know, Northern Irish people are using these platforms to voice their concerns of what we've taken to be the status quo here in Northern Ireland. And, you know, a lot of mainstream political commentators in Northern Ireland are quick to jump to the defence of the DUP and point out that maybe they're being misrepresented. But I'd argue that they, too, are part of the problem, and they just want the status quo being maintained for their own end.
They have a number of stances on social and moral issues. And just to use that email again, which more or less encompasses what was said about them over the weekend, the DUP can easily argue that they're not gay-hating. They can easily argue they're not Irish language despising. They're not Bible-thumping. They're not Darwin-denying. They're not UDA-loving. And they're not backwoods people. They are the most popular, the most successful party in this country.
Yes, but they're a fair representation of what it is to live in this country. You know, Northern Ireland is a bigoted, homophobic place to live and grow up in. You know, and because of the leadership of the DUP, you know, to say that they're the most popular party in Northern Ireland would then raise concerns about what's going through the minds of the electorate, that their voters were willing to allow them to take those particular stances, which can all be backed up by the actions and the words of the DUP themselves. So people were prepared to, you know, give them a free ball on issues of equality when it came to members of the LGBTQI community. You know, they were the deniers of Darwinism because they wanted exhibitions in the Ulster Museum to include creationism. They tried to withhold the funding of the Giant's Causeway Interpretive Centre because they wanted to have the creationism mentioned as the reason that the Giant's Causeway existed. So those points that your listener raised and argued against, that's not the DUP that she knows. Well, that's the DUP that's apparent from history. You know, any research online will bring up instances of when DUP members have allowed themselves to be quoted and in denying those things.
Now, you work for a very well-known satirical group called Loyalists Against Democracy, which is LAD, and there's a whole series of LAD flag and LAD input and whatever that people find very humorous. But it is stacked, it's very much stacked against the likes of the DUP and other unionist groups or organisations. And
I would argue that is not true, that, you know, that it is very much stacked against the people who portray Northern Ireland to look like idiots. It just happens that the majority of that comes under the leadership of the DUP. I'll remind you that, like, Loyalists Against Democracy was very much a tongue-in-cheek reaction to the Democratic Unionist Party and the Ulster Unionist Party, like, protesting against the democratic actions of Belfast City Council in 2012. You know, there was another way of spinning that in 2012, in that they could have said that Sinn Féin had voted for the flying of a flag above City Hall. But the problem is that the DUP, people in charge of their press and their public image, aren't clever enough to not put themselves in situations where they can be satirised. You know, a day doesn't go by where a DUP member doesn't say something that's completely ridiculous and that has a negative impact on the direct lives of citizens of Northern Ireland.
Yeah, like, I'm not knocking you for satirising things, and there, you know, there are other parties who suffer at the hands of the satirists as well, and a lot of it is very funny. But part of your tag is loyalists against democracy, and one of the points that the Jennifer is making that the DUP are seen as UDA loving, and that's based on the UDA embracing the DUP by encouraging their members to vote for the DUP in the recent elections. Whereas on one hand, your slogan says loyalists against democracy, and on the other side, we get the loyalists embracing democracy by encouraging their people to go along a route of voting for the most popular party, the Democratic Unionist Party, that's now helping almost to form the government across at Westminster. So you can't have it both ways. We're saying it's loyalists against democracy, and then people are criticising them, or indeed seeing as a negative the fact that the UDA is on board with them.
Yes, but the UDA statement suggested that people vote for unionist parties and didn't vote for the Alliance Party because they weren't seen to be unionist enough. So that's influencing democracy. That's not the same way as supporting people's democratic right to vote. That's not a statement saying, as loyalists, we should go out and vote for the people who best represent us as a community. That's saying, go out and vote for the people who wave the flag the hardest and that protect a very narrow aspect of democracy.
Yeah, you know, but there's no harm in encouraging people to vote for a unionist party.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Like, it might surprise people that I am, in fact, a unionist, an economic unionist. I've lived in the UK now for 12 years. I'm very happy to live in the UK. I'm not very happy that the UK government is going to be formed by the Conservatives and I'm propped up by the DUP, but I'm quite happy to live in the United Kingdom. I don't have a problem with the union between the four nations of the United Kingdom. So that might come as a surprise to people. But what I do have a problem is when the main unionist party takes such a negative approach to issues such as equality, such as religion, you know. And I think that what we need is a secular United Kingdom where people are by all means entitled to hold their point of view, but they shouldn't use their point of view then to keep other members of the community, other citizens of the United Kingdom, in their nice little box, you know. And particularly, you know, the concerns that are being raised in the UK. You had Ruth Davison, the Scottish Conservative leader, coming out on Friday night concerned that the DUP may influence the good work that actually the Conservative Party had done in relation to equality. Remind you that it was David Cameron who brought in the Equal Marriage Bill, and, you know, the DUP are opposed to that. But they, in one hand, they claim to be unionists, and in the other hand, they're not prepared to embrace the law of the land, of the law of the United Kingdom, because it doesn't fit into their particular remit.
JP, always good having a yarn with you. People are reacting to you, and I'll let you know what they're saying very shortly. Thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
It's JP Werty, the man behind LAD and all of that. And there are so many satirical websites which have been having a real poke at the DUP, not just those based in Northern Ireland, but my goodness me, there's almost vitriolic stuff coming out of various sites in England. As people, some people are discovering the DUP for the first time, and in fairness, being incredibly selective in what they are saying about the DUP. Some of it is beyond broadcastable. Right, 90-333-105, 077-66-105. Your opinions are very welcome. We did ask for the opinions of the Democratic Unionist Party this morning, but no one was available.